Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
.057 CFW 80s, 90s, more. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Happy Monday to you. It's Mike McKay here. Hope you had a great weekend. Back to reality we go. The last few days of July. Friday is August 1st. Ready or not, here comes the brand new month. So, did you accomplish much over the weekend? I had some tons of fun. We helped our daughter move from one side of Eau Claire to the other. I had forgotten how much I dislike moving.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW. Time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, this is an incredible story. A guy named Tim Crockett and his 18-year-old son Harrison recently made history and helped military veterans at the same time by rowing a 24-foot boat from San Francisco all the way to Hilo Bay in Hawaii. Yes, a rowboat. By rowing the boat, they named it the Kraken. Tim and Harrison, father-son, became the first father-son duo to complete this mid-Pacific route, spending 47 days, blisters, salt sores, massive waves, and along the way, they raised awareness for veterans struggling with PTSD and mental health challenges. They called their mission Row to Recovery. Tim, a former UK Special Forces soldier, says the goal was to inspire and empower people to support those veterans that need help in conquering their own personal Kraken. They raised a lot of money along the way. And to that father and son, talk about a big salute to you.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Give me all you know.
it to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill.
Clash, Rock the Casbah, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Did you see that Happy Gilmore 2? Do you have Netflix? Happy Gilmore 2 is now on Netflix. It showed up on Friday. 29 years after the original Happy Gilmore. And that was released in 1996, by the way. So Bill Clinton, by the way, was president when the first Happy Gilmore movie came out. So, did you watch it over the weekend? I did, actually. I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch it. I'm not expecting much, but I'm going to watch it and see. Because lots of times those part twos are not that good. I'll tell you at least what I thought about it in a few minutes. All right? Stay close.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside? Till then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things are going.
Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen. 1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Do you have our free Civic Media app on your smartphone? If you do, good. If you don't, go to your app store and get it. Doesn't matter if you've got an Android phone or an Apple phone. It works on both, okay? Go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, and then you can listen to us anywhere, anytime, and you can text and win with us.
And more.
105.7
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Peter Gabriel and Shock the Monkey. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Monday. It is the 28th of July. We are in the few last final days of July. August rolls around on Friday, believe it or not. Here we go. Ready for a new month. Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Gilmore 2 showed up on Netflix on Friday. And I actually decided, you know, I'm going to watch it. So I watched it over the weekend. I was a big fan of the first Happy Gilmore movie. Now, here's how I went into it. First off, I'm not going to say anything specific about it because if you haven't seen it yet, you know, I'm not going to say anything as far as specific things that happened in the movie. I did think he did a pretty good job of kind of tying back in the first Happy Gilmore movie during Happy Gilmore 2. I was not expecting much because usually the second movies, they're not nearly as good as the first one. I mean, it's just the way it is. But I have to admit, it wasn't bad. It was not too bad. I thought Happy Gilmore 2 was, it was pretty good. It was, I'm going to leave it at that. Now, it's up to you. If you watched it over the weekend, by the way, drop me a text through that Civic Media app at 1057 CFW and let me know what you thought of it. If you haven't seen it yet, when you watch it, let me know if you think it was pretty good, good, or not so much. So let me know.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 1057 CFW.
Economy, furniture, and Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I saw you from across the cafe, and you're the Geico Gecko, right?
In the flesh.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge to finally meet you. I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy the rest of your food.
No worries. So are you just going to watch me eat?
Oh, sorry. Just a little starstruck. I'll be on my way.
If you're going to stick around, just pull up a chair.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers are renewing their push for a task force to study the racial disparity in missing and murdered women and girls. A study published last year found black women between age 25 and 44 were 6 times more likely to die by homicide than white women across the country. State Representative Sheila Stubbs authored the bill that was introduced on Friday, which would create a 17-member task force to study the issue. The task force would present their final report along with solutions to reduce gender violence and increase safety by December of 2026. With Governor Evers officially announcing he will not seek a third term, the Democratic primary field has already begun to take shape. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially launched her campaign for governor in 2026 on Friday morning, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he will be taking steps towards entering the race over the next few weeks. State Senator Kelda Royce, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Attorney General Josh Call, and former Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler have also been discussed as potential candidates. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking potential victims in a sexual abuse case to come forward. 82-year-old Robert Karstensen is currently facing multiple charges of sexual assault and child enticement in Eau Claire County. While those charges are Eau Claire-related, the Barron County Sheriff's Department believes they found evidence that there may have been additional victims from the Chetek River campground between 1994 and 1998. Law enforcement authorities in Eau Claire are also asking any potential victims from the area to contact them. The Dunn County Historical Society has launched a new app for area residents interested in learning more about the history of the region. According to a press release, the Discover Dunn County Tours app will direct residents to 13 locations around the county that include free walking tours, old and current photos of historic sites, and information on significant historical events in the area. Residents who complete the Dunn History Road Rally Tour between August 22nd and September 2nd can also get a free limited edition magnet from the Rossbach Museum. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 91 for a high this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index into the triple digits today. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. We'll drop into the upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
CFW. your half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. You got to learn to fly. Learn to live to love so free. And when we
.057 CMW 80s, 90s, more Mr. Mister and Broken Wings. It's Mike along with you. Moving through this Monday morning through the Civic Media app. I got a text to 1057 CFW on the Civic Media app. Gary sent me a text. Mike, I watched Happy Gilmore 2 over the weekend on Netflix 2. I have to agree with you. I thought it was okay. Okay. There you go. I mean, it wasn't great. It was obviously it was not as good as the first Happy Gilmore, but it, can you give a movie a, well, it wasn't terrible. Can you rate it with that? I think you can.
Smile.
1057 CFW.
You didn't even